Welcome to the Stylistpreneur Podcast, a show created to help hairstylists build and sustain successful beauty businesses. Here is your host, Damali Fills, CEO of Stylists in Business, master hairstylist, and author of Travel Notice, the ultimate guide to becoming a traveling hairstylist. All right, let's start the show.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Stylistpreneur Podcast. I am your host, Damali Fills, and today we have with us Amit. He's the co-founder and CEO of Glammatic Beauty, a software company providing marketing solutions for small beauty businesses. Amit, come on in the room. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me, Damali.
I'm excited to have you. It's so funny, Amit. Me and a girlfriend were actually talking about the laughter of marketing and beauty professionals being able to market themselves. And I feel like you've come up with the perfect thing. Can you tell us a little bit about Glammatic?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're right. I mean, this is something that's really needed in the industry right now, because as good of a service as a beauty professional might have, if you can't get people to come and use that service, it doesn't matter. So, we're really trying to build marketing tools and services that will help a beauty professional get found, and specifically online. So we do all things online marketing, from websites to search engine optimization, which is getting found on Google, social media management, so managing the Instagram presence, and all sorts of other tools and services to help folks get successful online.
Okay. Now, did you have a background in marketing or in the beauty industry, or like, how did this come about?
It's a great question. I'm relatively new, a couple of years into the beauty industry, but I've been doing freelance web design and development and starting companies in this space for a long period of time. I actually grew up with some experience in the restaurant industry. And so the original concept for the company was to service the restaurant industry. And we built a business and worked with over 1,000 businesses in the US, doing the exact same thing, supporting them with websites, social, SEO. And through COVID, we grew a lot, but we also realized that restaurants were able to stay open and do online ordering. Right. And a lot of money went into the space to support restaurants. And we had organically gotten a few more customers on the salon side during that period of time.
Okay.
And, you know, what we saw was that the salons had to fully shut down. You know, things really changed during COVID, where other industries could stay alive. It killed the industry.
It did.
So, you know, I think we took a step back and we're thinking longer term, where can we provide the most value? And and we looked at this as potentially being one that we could support. So since then, have really fallen in love with this industry. It is an incredible, incredible industry, and we're all in.
Right. No, I absolutely love that. Now, when it does come to marketing and in the beauty businesses, what are you seeing some of the major challenges are with the beauty professionals being able to market themselves?
Yeah, I think two things come to mind. Number one is just consistency. These folks are super busy working on their in-person operation, and a lot of times don't have the time to dedicate to doing things really consistently online. And like anything else, consistency is really important. Making sure the brand is consistent across everything you're doing online, and also making sure if it's social media or website updates, that those posts are coming out consistently. And so a lot of folks either don't have the tech savviness or the time to be consistent. Right. I think that's a big problem. And then the second is, because of probably that lack of time, or maybe the passion is more focused on that in-person operation and not figuring out marketing. A lot of times it ends up being going through the motions about, you know, kind of hitting the checklist of what you need to do online, but not really following the latest trends and doing those things that are really going to help with interactive posts, for example. So we see a lot of folks doing the same thing over and over again, rather than thinking about what's the latest and greatest and implementing it.
Gotcha. Now, I know you talked about consistency, and as a beauty professional hairstylist, it's just like, I have one really great week, and then it's just like, man, like, I forgot to post. What automations, or how are you automating these marketing for stylists so that they are able to keep track of the trends and they're all able to put out, you know, the marketing materials that are needed to get these clients?
Yeah, I mean, my advice there and what we do for all of our clients is start with a strategy. So that first step is really have a cohesive strategy. Who are you trying to target? What are some other accounts that are doing a great job that look just like you? And coming up with, a brand that you want to put out and the types of posts that you want to have. So that strategy is a great first step. Instead of just going one post at a time, starting up front loading that work to know exactly what your plan's going to be. And I do think a lot of it doesn't have to be reinventing the wheel. You can look at really successful accounts that might have a full-time marketing person that's behind it, and try to replicate a lot of their work. And then the second thing is having a schedule in place where all right, maybe every Monday, I am going to create the post for the following week. And that'll just help so you don't have to, you can batch all that work up front so you don't have to be thinking about it all the time. And then the other thing I'd recommend is just following accounts that are sharing best practices and trends on social. So, our Instagram account, we're always sharing these types of things, but there's a lot of other great accounts out there where you can stay top of mind. But I think those are some of the most important things to stay up to date. On our end, from an automations perspective, we will create posts and put them on a posting schedule to make sure that those posts are going out consistently. That is, there's a lot of tools out there that you can use to schedule posts in advance that can help a lot with making sure that you actually have something going out. If it's every day or every week, making sure that comes out.
No, I can see that. And I have used different platforms. But to have a company to back you, that sounds like it would make things 10 times easier. So when it
Absolutely.
comes to using Glammatic, can you walk me through like what does it look like, the process, if I say, you know what, I'm signing up for Glammatic?
Yep, absolutely. So our goal is to do two things. One, make sure we have the tools and the education. So someone who wants to do things themselves, they can. But by default, we know how busy everyone is, and maybe tech isn't the primary thing they want to focus on. So by default, we're going to just do everything for them. And so we can talk about the website component and then the social component. For the website side, we'll literally build that entire site from scratch for that business. If they have an existing website, we'll replicate as much as we can, pull the content from it, and try to make it more optimized online. And if they don't have anything, we'll still build it for them. So, and we'll kind of keep them in the loop, get feedback along the way. There's a dedicated account manager for the entire process, but it's as hands-free as possible. And we work really quickly. So within about 3 or 4 weeks, that website's usually completely live. And then on the social side, similarly, there's a dedicated rep, and we share that strategy up front. What we need is someone who can send us photos and videos because the content needs to be from that business. It has to be authentic, but we're going to do all the hard work. So we'll do the editing, the posting, and the engagement around it to make sure we're building that audience. But it's all kind of handheld, the entire process from our team.
And now, what would you say makes Glammatic different from other marketing companies? Not that we're worried about them, but
No, of course. No, it's a great question because there are a lot of firms out there. There's a lot of agencies. There's a lot of tools in this space. I think the three things that make us the most different, one, we are beauty industry specific. So we really focus on this industry. That means we're going to all the conferences. We're paying attention to the trends. We're talking to salon owners every single day and stylists every single day. So we know what's going on in the industry and we're tailoring all the marketing work that we do for this industry. Number two is that there's no setup fees. So unlike a typical agency that's going to charge several thousand dollars to get set up, we don't charge anything up front. It's just a monthly or annual subscription, which forces us to prove the value every single month and makes it really easy to start with us. And if it's not working out, to leave. And then the final point is our tools are really, really powerful and easy to use. We try to make it, we've rebuilt the entire marketing program for salons on our end, but from scratch, and we've made it really easy to use. So we teach folks how to use our platform if they want to, and I think they're much better quality than a lot of stuff out there.
Which I love that, if the stylist wanted to use the program, they could because I'm a hands-on person. Like I'm totally
Exactly.
like a DIY. So I love like a partnership feeling. I love like if I want to go in there and play with it myself, like so I absolutely love that part about it.
100%.
So would you say that Glammatic is for independent stylists, salon owners, suite owners, or just all beauty professionals?
Our goal is to service the entire industry. So
Okay.
from stylist or suite owner to full service salon, I think our core right now, most of our clients are on the full service kind of commission salon side of the world. But
Okay.
more recently, we've been putting out a lot more resources and materials and tools for the independent side of the market.
Okay.
And obviously, it's a growing part of the market, a really important aspect. And so we've actually got a course, an educational course coming out exclusively for the
Okay.
independent side. Since, like you said, a lot of the independents are a little more DIY oriented, and they just need some guidance around what's how do you wade through all this noise and know
Right.
exactly step by step tactically, if you want to do it yourself and save money, how can I do it? And so we're going to put out a course pretty soon that's focused on the independent side. They can use our tools and learn how to do it on their own.
Okay, well, I'll definitely be looking forward to that course. I love taking courses, love learning. I always joke with my friends, like I studied business management in college. Just like, dude, why didn't I do marketing? Like, marketing is such a big part of like the beauty business and honestly any business.
Right.
So
It
maybe I'll go
is.
back to school, but or just hire Glenmatic, right?
Exactly.
Right. So when it comes to like some success stories, can you give us a little bit of stories or insights as to the results that stylists are getting from using Glenmatic?
Yeah, 100%. So I'll share two different examples. One is a commission salon. They're called Salon Kathleen. They're based in Washington, and they actually had an existing website. They had an existing Instagram presence. They were doing pretty well as a business, but their owner wanted to grow, wanted to expand, and she's really ambitious. Her name's Janae, and she really wanted to grow the footprint, which required getting more appointments and getting more visibility online. And so we took things over, rebuilt her website and her platform, started to invest in this SEO work to help her get found more on Google,
Okay.
and did that engagement work on Instagram. And in about a month and a half, she was ranking number one on Google for eight different
Wow.
keywords. We drove over 1,000 appointment bookings in just that month and a half, appointment booking clicks through that website, and grew her follower base by 20 or 30 followers in just 1 week.
Oh,
So,
wow.
for an already existing business, we were able to really take things to the next level for them. And then on
Okay.
the flip side, Shauna Scott is an independent stylist that we've been working with, and she's been a stylist since 2009, had
Okay.
never had a website. And it's because she had a book of business that she kind of organically
Right.
grew and wondered, why do I need a website in the first place? But what she was able to do is advertise higher prices on the site we built for her. And now, if she was to get a new business or a new account or client, that person's paying more. So they're higher quality client.
Right.
And so we did set up a website, and within just 30 days, she's seeing almost 100, visitors through that website.
Oh,
And not
wow.
all of those are going to convert to clients.
Right.
You get one of those, and now it's both already paying for itself and helping to become a new higher paying client for her.
Right. I absolutely love that. As a beauty professional, we're always looking to get more clients, looking to gain more visibility. So now that Glamatic exists, it's really exciting and it's just something I want to share because like I said, me and my girlfriend was talking about it and she's just like, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. And like a week later, she's like, wait, because she works with Salon Centric. So she's
Yeah.
like, oh, I saw they partnered with, so that's amazing.
Yeah. That's
Yeah.
awesome.
So as far as like trends in marketing, what do you foresee for the future? Like I know now we're doing like before and afters, we're doing behind the scenes, but what
Yeah.
things can we look forward to in the future?
Yeah, I mean, especially with Instagram, these trends are changing so much, largely pulled by things like TikTok and new social media. As you probably seen on Instagram, even the way it looks changes all the time. When Snapchat
Yeah.
came out with successful Instagram launch stories, and now that TikTok's big, reels are more important.
Oh,
And
yeah.
generally speaking, video is becoming more and more important.
Okay.
So we're seeing that reels get a lot more engagement on social than on Instagram than posts. And now even stories. So I would say reels, then stories,
Okay.
then posts, simply because Instagram knows people care more about video. So video content's really important. We've also seen a lot more success from anything that's more interactive or engaging on these posts. So if you're doing a giveaway, for example, or some sort of promo or discount, but creating a sense of urgency where people have to sign up or like a post, that stuff can really help with engagement. And then you get
Okay.
this positive reinforcement loop. When you get more engagement, you're going to get more visibility from Instagram with
Right.
other people. So That's definitely a big trend. And then just in general, right? The industry has always been about relationship building behind the chair, and it's becoming more and more about relationship building beyond the chair, where, online engagement with social and email and text marketing and loyalty programs, memberships even, we're seeing a lot of those types of things pop up, and figuring out how you can build this relationship with your clients that exists even when they're not inside the store in front of your chair.
Yeah, I know I recently saw that now you can have like a poll on your post, which I hadn't seen then. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool to create that engagement. So, yeah. And
Yeah,
so I
those
can
types of
imagine like
things.
that's something that you guys are able to help your clients with as far as like staying ahead of the trends or being able to manage the trends. 'Cause someone like me, I'm just like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, you're spot on. And like with social, we see it more often. Every once in a while, we'll see somebody post something and I say, oh wow, this must be a new trend. We do that stuff for our clients. And then even on the website side, because the website front is all about Google's algorithm, and those rules are also changing all the time. And people don't realize that, that's changing. And so they might have a website that's been around for 10 years without ever changing it, and not realizing that's actually hurting them, because there's all these things you can play with around content and keywords and, technical changes that can help you rank higher. So those are the types of things we try to stay top of mind on and help our clients with on their behalf.
So I know you're helping beauty professionals with their marketing. You have courses coming out. Is there anything else we can look forward to that GLAMMATIC's doing, or is there anything that you guys are looking forward to this year as far as goals?
Yeah, I mean, we're so excited to be working with the industry in general. We're trying to partner with as many other tech platforms and brands in the industry as we can right now. We've been doing this for a little bit, but we really think this is the year where we're gonna really, take the world by storm, hopefully, and work with as many salons as we can and stylists as we can. So in general, I think the main pillars for us, definitely growing our customer base. But education is going to continue to be, you mentioned it already, and I did too, but education is going to continue to be the most important thing. It's just lacking. And we really want, even if someone doesn't work with us, that they can learn from us. And so whether that's on our Instagram or the courses that we're going to be launching or our webinars, anything that we do education-wise or in how you can help grow your own marketing, I think that's going to be a really important part of this year for us.
That's amazing. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to all of that. I follow you guys. Missed you at an event recently, but I'll be sure to catch you at the next one. And
Absolutely.
before I let you go, I do want to know, what would you say is your entrepreneurial power? How do you do what
Yes.
you
I think honestly, for me, it's just optimism.
do?
I'm a pretty optimistic person, and as you know, being an entrepreneur comes with a lot of ups and a lot of downs. And it's so much of it is just seeing it glass half full and obviously having the resilience to keep moving forward. But I think it helps that I deeply feel optimistic about life in general. I just feel like it's all going to work out and, can keep pushing forward. And I tend to move on pretty quickly from the down moments. And it happens all the time. There's always stuff that's going wrong. So I think optimism really helps me take each day as it comes and look forward to the future always.
I love that. Well, I won't keep you, but I do want to know, where can all my listeners follow you? How can we keep in contact with you?
Yeah, so our Instagram account is at Glamatic Pro, so GLAMMATICPRO, and our website is just glamatic.com. And I think those are both great ways to find us. If you are interested in working with us, you can always reach out directly through our website. And we have our phone number on the site as well if you want to reach out by text or calling us. But yeah, we're here to support the industry as much as we can, and I'm really excited to learn from you. And if there's any feedback you have on what you're hearing that we can
Of
help
course.
with, we're all ears always.
No, I'm excited. And like I said, me and my girlfriends are talking about it. I look forward to all the amazing things that you guys are going to do moving forward. So,
Thank you so
but I
much.
thank you for having the time for me today, and have an amazing day.
You too, Damali. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Stylistpreneur Podcast. Make sure to visit our website for more beauty business resources, courses, and to join the Stylistpreneur membership. Until next time, stay a cut above the rest.